I figured she didn't have the energy to make herself something to eat and clean up after. On second thought, I'd like to familiarize myself with the kitchen while we chat. Will that work for you?
You're a go-getter. I like that.
She allowed me to wheel her onto the tile and up to the table. She set the legal pad of paper that had been on her lap in front of her.
I have a chef who comes in and prepares meals. They're stored in the fridge, so that should take some of the load off of your shoulders. I won't stop you if you have the hankering to cook, though.
She let out a contented sigh.
It's good to have you here, dear.
I smiled. I'm grateful for this opportunity to work with you. She nodded in acknowledgement before jumping in.
I've made a list here of things I'll need you to take care of.
Can you read it off to me? It would really help me out. I busied myself in the fridge and pantry, putting together a sandwich and a warm bowl of soup. The chef knew what he was doing. It smelled divine. Managing medications, shopping, light cleaning, cooking, help with bathing.
Now, I don't want sponge baths like they gave me in the hospital. I want the real deal, with bubbles and all.
I made a mental note to check the bathroom situation. If she had a fancy tub, the kind she could walk in and out of, we'd be fine. Judging by the super expensive refrigerator and stove, she'd have top-of-the-line fixtures in the bathroom, too. I set the meal in front of her, steam rising from the bowl. She leaned over and smelled it.
Better than hospital food.
You're right. I swallowed and wiped my damp palms on my scrubs. Is it still okay if Katie comes with me? My heart hammered. There were two reasons I'd even thought about taking on this private care job and letting Chris Hartman sign my paycheck. The first was that Evie had said Katie, my 4-year-old daughter, would be able to come with me. She'd said it the first time she'd offered me the job, but she hadn't said a word about it since. I clung to that promise, though. Throughout my schooling and work at the hospital, my family had been spectacular about watching Katie. Right now, she was at the mall with my kid sister Lottie, trying on dresses for the hospital fundraiser gala. How I wished I was the one trying on dresses with her. She and I had shopped online weeks ago, and the results hung in our closet under lock and key. Katie was super excited about the big reveal of her princess dress. I couldn't blame her. A girl's first formal was a big deal. Since my family was well known in the community, loved to throw parties, and donated to good causes, we had a lot of formal evenings ahead of us. Normally, I'd find an excuse to stay home, but my brother, Mason, the sheriff, had saved a boy's life and was being presented with an award. That wasn't an event I could bow out of gracefully. If there was one trait we McKnights were known for, it was sticking together. The second reason I took this job and allowed Chris Hartman to sign my paycheck was that Chris lived all the way across the country in California, and I would never have to see him. I willed my heart to stop hammering. I'll drop her off at preschool before I come and then pick her up on my lunch break or while I'm running errands. She's such a good girl, and she hardly makes a bit of noise. Okay, I was stretching the truth a lot. My daughter was not the silent type, but she did love princess movies, and I was certain that educational television could keep her entertained for at least part of the time she was here. For the rest, I'd just have to keep her close. She'd learn how to scrub a bathtub and vacuum and dust and whatever else needed to be done. EB